Well, thank you for coming to my banquet. I'm sure you wonder what in the world is going on, what all the fuss is. Well, let me tell you what happened to me. I've been working on my dad's farm for years, since all my life, really. Working for him and my brother, older brother. And I just one day I got to the point I was tired of them telling me what to do and where to do it and how to do it and when to do it. And I got tired of the old farm. I knew there had to be a better life, a more exciting life, you know? So I decided that the only way I was going to find that life was to take charge of my own life, to be my own boss, to quit listening to everybody else and follow my own instinct. So I did. I went to my father and demanded my inheritance and my independence. Now you see, in our custom, you can get your inheritance from your parents long before they're dead. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So I did. He gave it to me. And off I was down the road. Well, I made it to the big city. And things were just great there. Oh, I had money and I had friends and I had three girlfriends. Oh, let me tell you, they were so cute. And they just waited on me hand and foot, brought me grapes and drink and all this stuff. You know, not like married life. But, you know, it was really good. Things were going along great. Until all of a sudden one day the money ran out. I don't know where it went. It just sort of ran out. So the next thing I know, my friends, they're not around. You know, and the ones that are still around, you know, they're not taking my calls. The few that I do talk to, they say, well, I can't come over. I can't hang out with you today. You know, they give me all the excuses like they got new camels coming in, or the mule needs to be greased, or the harem needs to be painted. You know, all those typical things. And so, there I am. And then, to my surprise, the girlfriends leave. Now, what's up with that? Here, I thought they really loved me. I thought they worshipped the ground I walked on. But don't you know, the moment I couldn't pay for their hair appointments and their nail jobs, they were gone, out the door. And then I got evicted from my room at the Ramada Palace. Now, that really just was the hit and low there. So there I was, out on the street. No food, no money, no friends, no girlfriends, no roof over my head. So what am I going to do? Well, I decided I would look for a job, find a job in this big city. Surely somebody would hire me. So I looked and looked and looked and, well, nobody would hire me in the city because I didn't know anything about city work. I was from the farm, you know. I didn't know about pushing paper or any of that stuff. So as I was walking along, I ended up just outside the city, and I found a pig farmer. And so I went and talked to him about working for me and said, yeah, I'll hire you. It doesn't pay hardly anything, but, you know, I need somebody to feed the pigs. Well, I'm telling you, that was just a low point in my life. You see, because first of all, as a Jew, I'm not supposed to have anything to do with pigs. You know, they're unclean and dirty and all that stuff. You know that story. Well, and then, have you ever tried to live and work with a pig? A bunch of pigs? Man, they love to roll in the mud and play in the dirt, and they stink worse than my older brother does when he comes home from working in the field all day. It's terrible. Oh, and they eat these pods. And you know, I was really hungry a couple of times, and I ate a couple of those pods. And I tell you, have you ever tried to wrestle a big old fat pig for its food? It's not a pretty sight. Not at all. Anyways, when I finally came to my senses, after being chased by a mean old oinker a couple of times, I finally realized this is not working. This is just not working. I think I'd be far better off if I went home and worked as a slave on my father's farm. After all, he feeds them pretty good. And you know, he even gives them shelter. He gives them a little shanty to live in. Why, I happen to live out here in the mud with the pigs. This is dumb. So I did. I quit my job, got on the road, and headed home. Well, I started thinking, well, what am I going to tell my dad? You know, I've really made a mockery of my life. I've messed up, spent all the money he gave me. And I said, well, I'll just tell him I'm sorry. I'll just ask him to forgive me enough to make me a slave. You know, I won't ask for anything more than that. So I'm going down the road, and I make that last turn, and I look, and our farmhouse is up on the hill. And I can see it kind of off in the distance, and I start going down the road, and All of a sudden, I see this man running towards me. And then I realize it's my father, and I thought, oh, Lord, it's going to start. He's got his stick, and he's going to give me a whooping for sure. Not that I didn't deserve it, of course, you know. But here it goes. Well, to my surprise, when he got to me, instead of hitting me with a stick, which I was, you know, ready, he hugged me and told me how much he missed me. Well, I didn't know what to think of that. So we talked a little bit on the way back up to the farmhouse. And when we got there, I said, wait a minute, Dad, I can't do this anymore, you know. So I talked to him, and I told him what I had done, and I was sorry for the way I had acted, and that would he please just make me a servant, because I was so hungry and tired of living outside. You know, would like to have a little roof over my head, even if it is just a shanty. And to my surprise, he told me he forgave me. He told me that I'm his son, and that he loves me, and that he won't work me as a slave, but made me a part of the family. And he gave me this robe. Now I'll tell you, this robe is special because this is the robe that he usually gives to special visitors, to honored guests when they come to the house, you know. So I was the honored guest. And this ring, it's just not an ordinary ring. That's a family ring. And that was given to me so everybody could see that I was a part of the family, not just a hired hand or a slave. It was wonderful. And he gave me something to eat and to drink. It was just the greatest homecoming a person could ask for, you know. But when you think about it, that's kind of what God teaches us about homecomings, that they should be about welcoming somebody back with open arms and loving them no matter what they've done or where they've gone. You know, that's what a homecoming really should be about. Now, not like my brother, on the other hand. No, boy, was he torqued off when I got home. Man, he started a ranting and raving the minute he saw me. That lousy, no good so-and-so spent all of Daddy's money and went out there and acted like a moron doing this and doing that. And then he even went so far as to say, and Daddy never gave me a calf to share with my friends. You know? Oh, he was mad. He was mad. And he's still ranting and raving. He still won't forgive me. And you know what else, is good? God also welcomed me back. You see, not only when I left to go find my own way, when I decided to take control of my own life and be my own boss, I not only walked away from my father on earth and my brother and the farm and the family, but I walked away from my heavenly father as well. See, I didn't want anybody in charge of me but me at that time. I was, you know, God didn't know what was best for me. I did, or at least I thought at the time. So I had given away all, I had walked away from all of it. But when I came back to that farm, I knew I needed to get back right with God as well. And do you know, He forgave me. He washed away all my sins, all my mistakes, all the bonehead things I've done in my life. He just washed it all away and forgave me and made me new. It was wonderful. Speaking of homecomings, Bethel's celebrating her homecoming today. And many of you are here today because you've maybe not been for a while and you wanted to come and see old friends and talk about times in past that you've spent with them. And for you, I want to say we love you and we're glad you're here and we welcome you. But many of you may be here today and you haven't, and you've realized that, you know, I've not only missed church, I've been missing God in my life too. You know, maybe you've realized that you've been going through the motions. Maybe you've been coming every week to Bethel. Maybe we've seen you here every week, every Sunday. And you've just been going through the motions. And that relationship with God has disappeared. It's not there. And you realize, hey, you know, I've been coming every day, but today ought to be my homecoming with God. I need to get right with God. Well, your Heavenly Father is here. His arms are open wide, and He's welcoming you home. And He's already forgiven you. Now, I know many of you may say, well, yeah, but, geez, I've done so much and done so many bad things and gone so far, and I don't know if He can ever forgive me for that. I don't think He can forgive me. Well, I'm here to tell you that He already has. He already has forgiven you, each one of you. And He's welcoming you home, and all He asks is that you come home to Him. That you just say, Father, I've messed up. Help me. And he's already forgiven you. It's great. You see, homecoming at Bethel is not just about meeting with old friends and saying, well, you know, I need to get back in that habit of going to church. I need to get back in that habit of I just miss the people there. But it's also a time of saying, I need to get back with God. I need to get back to a right relationship with God. Also, unlike my brother, who still won't welcome me home, who's still mad, our brother in heaven, our Savior, Jesus Christ, welcomes us home as well. And He wants a relationship with you as well. And He and our Heavenly Father have prepared a banquet in heaven. I know you know about that. You've heard about it before. But they've prepared a wonderful banquet in heaven for each one of us and in honor of us for being in their family. There's a table setting for each one of you. So if you haven't, if you drifted away and you need to write that relationship, He's waiting. He's waiting. He's got the table set and the food's on the table and He's ready to go, man. He's ready to go. Excuse me. Good welches. Oh, and if you think I'm the only one that gets to eat today, well, today is your lucky day. Because in honor of each one of you here, we've provided or set a table for you. We've made a banquet in honor of each one of you. And we just want to say here at Bethel that we love you. And we welcome you. And you're our honored guests. Welcome home. Will you pray with me?